Take the Rashba first.
Okay.
Someone want to read? Someone want to take it?
I'll read.
Go ahead.
V'lo yitain l'toko mayim ibnei shehu mechabeh. Me'erev Shabbos, right?
These are the...
Okay,
so if we allow you to do this on Erev Shabbos, so then there's a gzeira that maybe you'll v'choshish, you're going to come to do it on Shabbos.
U'pa'amim she'im nesinaso yiflu ha'nitzotos v'hu magbiah ha'kli u'mechabe oson.
Okay, so what does he say? What's exactly the problem here?
When you do the nesina, that's going to coincide with the sparks falling, and you'll be in love.
So in other words, the Rashba is describing a case of real kibui, right? Kibui biyadayim.
Moving it there as the sparks are falling.
Yeah. Right. Now, as he's trying to avoid the problem. Trying to avoid the problem of kufchaf, yeah. Right? That it's not similar at all to any of our cases of gram kibui. It's really you're going to be meeting the spark with the water, right? And that's kibui v'yadayim. As Tosus also has that same shot in the beginning. It's just a little more complicated than the Tosus. Okay.
Right. Bim Tomar, Maishna Mimitsudas Chaya Dagim Vovos, Ushrias Dio Vasamamanim, Vachonhan Nachtapirakama, Desharo Beis Hillel Im Chashecha, Logazrina Delma Asin Lebar Bashabas.
So why is it different than any other Maisa that would be a Malacha on Shabbos that we let you do it on Erev Shabbos? Right.
Okay. Yeshlomar Hasam Da'av Malachahi. Lochashinan, is this supposed to be the Mivdal or is it the Mivhal Bahili?
Mivdal Badili.
Mivdal Badili.
People are separated from it.
Right.
That's like we say by Chametz. By the difference between Chametz and other Visurim. Mivdal Badili in Shimine. Right. People are conditioned to be separate from it.
This one says Mivdal Bahili.
But Healy, it says?
Yeah, it does.
There's a mark on the page.
Mark right in the spot of a
hay. Oh, I see. Someone wrote it in. I didn't see that. Okay. Middle of Dili in Sheminaihu. The Huli Alma Yadi Asir, it was Hiri Behu.
Right. So there's no need to make a Gzeira. There's no need to make a Gzeira on Erev Shabbos to prevent people from doing these on Shabbos. They're widely known, and everybody's very careful not to do these things because they're obviously Avos Malachos.
But
putting the water underneath the nair, nobody don't think of that. You don't think of that as something important, as something like a malacha. And therefore, what? If we let you do it on Erev, unless we say it's usur, even on Erev Shabbos. If we allow you to do it on Erev Shabbos, you're going to come to do it on Shabbos too, and then you'll pick it up and do kibbutz. It's a complicated formula, but he's saying it's too... It seems very innocent. It seems like an innocent thing. And that's why you have to make it more chomer than the thing that's more chomer. Right, similar to like we had that Tosus in by the Amir Lakum. There were more chomor. There's a greater cause for concern where the isser is less severe. So there are more gzeros about a mir lakum than there are about doing an isser biyadayim. Because nobody's going to do an isser biyadayim, but a mir lakum they might do. So there's more chomor on the mir lakum than on the isser biyadayim. Okay.
Ufi pirsh zeh lekel mechash l'nesias mayim and the erev shabbos b'socha shashis shel zakukis shekorin l'naftish. Taha lekel migzar l'shema yitain l'tofo b'shabbos. Taha mizhar zahiri b'hu inchi.
Okay, so there's a separate question about putting the water in the lamp to raise up the oil, right? Because that's not something anybody would ever possibly do on Shabbos. It's an interesting thing how he defines it.
Right.
Therefore, it's mutar erev shabbos. Even though it's technically putting mayim in there, it's a different surah. It's not the form that anybody would ever do on Shabbos itself. So therefore, it doesn't come under the gzera. The gzera is only those actions that a person is not intrinsically zohir from on Shabbos already. And they need an extra gzera to protect it on Shabbos. But this type of thing, it's basically nobody would do that on Shabbos. All right, that's separate. It's not really erev. So go ahead. But the point is the point from this Rashba is the first pshat. The first pshat of what is the iser of putting the mayim under the nair on Shabbos. What's the nature of that iser? So he's saying it's really that you're going to lift it up. But according to the first pshat, right? According to the first way that the Rashba is learning, just to put a cup of mayim under the nair for the eventuality of a spark landing in it would not be an Isser Shabbos. Right? That would be a grama. That would be a cause. It wouldn't be a mice or a keyboard.
You can't put it there after Shabbos starts. How would you have to lift the lamp?
Well, that's why they make this whole gzera, that you can't even put it there, because if we let you put it there, then you might put it there on Shabbos and lift it up. That's why we make this whole
Isser. You already have an Isser against lifting it. It's moksa.
No, the water is not muksa. It's
no,
just water.
The lamp is.
Oh, we're worried about lifting the water. We're worried that as a spark falls out, you're gonna catch it with the cup of water.
The earlier cases where it's just sitting there underneath, and you're saying there's a gzera against that.
And the reason for the gzera against that is that if you put something underneath, then on Shabbos you might come to pick it up and catch the spark. In other words, if we allowed you to have the candle, and it sputters, let's say it could sputter. So you're worried that it's going to shoot out a spark. So you leave a cup of water there, at the ready.
But not underneath the lamp.
Well, maybe we have different visions of where these things are. But yeah, I mean in close proximity. Underneath in the sense that you're hoping that a spark will fall and land in it.
But it's not like the candle sitting in the middle.
No. Right. It's to the side. But strategically placed to catch the... So then we're worried that you're going to... Maybe you'll see the spark is coming and you'll adjust it to catch it. And that would be a real keyboard. But just putting it there, even on Shabbos, putting it there and hoping that it lands in it would not be an Issa D'Raisa.
So according to the Gemara and Kira say it's Makariv.
That's what he says. He says the chash is you're going to be Makariv it. That is the chash.
Oh, I see.
That's how he's learning. The chash is you're going to try to catch it with the water. That's how he's interpreting it. Okay?
Right.
But it's avoiding any problem with the other Gemara. It's not like the other Gemara at all. Good.
V'yish mefarshim makarvis kibuyo lefisha hamayim tachasan intotos v'noflos letocho.
Okay, so some learn that makariv kibuyo is not that you're going to physically lift the water to catch the spark. But just putting the water there is considered also.
Yeah.
Just the placing of the water there itself is a problem. Why? Because you're placing it there. Without the water, the spark would just hit the table. Would hit the tray. And it would have gone out on its own. But now you're setting it up so that the water extinguishes it. So putting the water there is like an action of extinguishing the fire. Even though it's going to come about a little later. Right?
Ve'inu dome afilu l'mechitas sheleg u'barad d'shar rabbanan.
Okay, but now the problem is, if you're going to learn this way, you have to be able to differentiate it from the case in Kuf Chaf.
Right.
And the Rashba is learning that on Kuf Chaf, it's not because there are kalim holding the water, right?
Okay.
Even if you could put snow around the fire, it'd be mutter.
Right.
Because that's what the Yerushalmi says. Issue. That's the Yerushalmi that says something like that. What?
Well, he's moving that also, right? V'chidus of Yerushalmi. Uchudamash manami b'pera kol kitvei kodesh gabi talish achas bo ha'or d'shar rabbanan.
You see, the Yerushalmi says that rabbanan would matter mechitzah shel sheleg, mechitzah shel mayim. That's what the Yerushalmi says, and he wants to say that our Gemara agrees with the Yerushalmi because we have the case of the talis.
Right.
There's no difference between. Wedding? Did you get caught up on any of the facts of here in the cases? So the question is: so the Rashba's learning. There's no difference that once our Gemara says that if one side of the talus is on fire, you can wet the other side. By the way, there are other questions with how you can wet it. Other problems with wetting the talus. Question of kibbutz.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Washing. This is a gzera that washing, putting something in water is like kibbutz. So Tosa says it doesn't mean you're actually pouring water on it. He says you wash your hands and then you dry your hands on it. But what's that? But the base Yosef right. has a the Mechaber has a simple etzah. He says just use something that's not water.
He
says you could use a juice or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely not kibbutz.
Then you're dying it.
So use Sprite. So
it's basically
water.
Yeah. So the problem is like this. So how do you conceptually differentiate the cases where you put water under the flame, under the nair, or to the side of the nair to catch the falling spark? How do you say that is usser? At the same time, say that dousing the other side of the talus or setting up barriers of water is mutter.
Right. Just in terms of reading, how does the phrase de Rav Yossi fit in?
Where is that?
Right, just after I stop reading.
The Rabbanan of Rav Yossi. That means the Rav Shimon ben Nanas.
Okay. Right, so the Shavar Rabbanan de Rav Yossi, Litein Aleha Mayim Yitzad Echad, Vim Kosh Kosh. All right. Taima. Mishum dahacha ain davar mafsik bein hamayim l'nitzotos. V'cholzman shehein noflos, hare hein noflos l'toch hamayim. V'kavos.
So there's nothing that's
intervening.
There's no mafsik. That's right. There's nothing that's separating the mayim and the nitzotos. There's nothing separating the mayim and the nitzotos. And when they fall, they go straight into the mayim.
Right. Well, Hasam ein hamayim tachtav elamin atzad, vein ha'esh nofelas l'toch hamayim lehedya lo chashvinan le makarav kibui. This is a funny phrase.
But over there, what's the difference?
Right.
The mayim is not under. Right. It's to the side. So you can't say the fire falls into it.
Lehedya.
It doesn't fall into it directly. It doesn't just fall into it. It has to get there. It has to travel there. It has to travel there. That's his answer. Tough answer, huh?
Yeah.
It has to travel there.
It's a good answer.
Absolutely. Alright.
It's not in the same place anymore.
It's what?
It's not in the same place anymore.
It's not in the same place. So what is usser?
No, so how's that grama, right? Because he's going to say that's...
So he's saying gram kibui is mutter, right? We're learning gram kibui is mutter. Gram kibui is mutter. But if you put the water underneath the nair, and a minute later a spark falls into that water, that's not called gram kibui. That's called kibui mamash. That is directly you did kibui. But if the fire, if you put a barrier, and you know the fire is coming towards that barrier, and when it gets there, it's going to go out, that's fine. But in both cases, you're doing an action beforehand that you know. In other words, in both cases, instead of putting the water on the fire, you're putting the water in a way that the fire will come to it. Right? So what's the difference?
Stationary.
They're both stationary. The water is stationary.
No, the fire is stationary in the first case, not the second case.
Well, but the nitzotzos fall into it.
That's the nature of
it. Drips down into it.
It's also the nature of the fire to move along a beged.
Right. I mean, you're right. What does he mean that there's nothing mafsik?
Because you'd expect him to come on the other side and say that there is something mafsik in the case
not,
of the
it's not
the beged,
burning
but
anything in the middle.
It's not burning anything in the middle. That's correct.
It could burn itself out before it gets to the water. And you might have opened the window and the breeze would have kept it away from the water.
And so it might not have sparked out at all. It might not have dripped. It might not have dripped. It might have just gone by itself. But it's not. These things are not determined on the fact that there are chances that we discussed. It doesn't seem that it has to do with that there were chances that it didn't happen. It has to do with the fact that it's considered a grumma. A grumma doesn't mean that there's a chance it's not going to happen. A grumma means you're not acting on it. You're acting on something else, and it happens indirectly. Right? Even if I know it's going
to
happen,
it
has to be a
chance.
No, psik resha is only when it's in the same maisa. Psik resha is in the same maisa. In other words, I'm dragging the chair, right? See, this area, did we discuss this at all? This is different. In these areas, it doesn't matter if you're miskaven or not. It doesn't matter if you're miskaven. In other words, normally we say that there's two things. There is, let's take the case everybody's familiar with, dragging the chair. Everybody knows that. Dragging the chair. Right? You can drag the chair and make a ditch, make a scratch the ground, or drag the chair and it might not. Okay. By the way, it's not an issa d'oraisa if you drag the chair and it makes that scratch, because that's klachiyad. Nobody digs holes like that. So that's what Tosis mentioned, and Rashi mentioned it. It's considered klachiyad. I know people use it a lot of times as like a psik resha d'oraisa, but it would be klachiyad. Anyway, so what's the halacha? What's the halacha? If I drag a chair in my backyard and I don't know if it's necessarily going to make the fruits, right? So that's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda. That's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That it depends. If I want it to happen, then it's awesome.
It's not a machlokas as to whether you're going to make a furrow. The question is, did you want it, and is it mekalkel?
No. There's a question. There's a case where it's not certain if it's going to happen, right? Well, if there's a case that's a psik resha, there's a case that's not a psik resha. So, this is not a question. This is an open, shut case. There's a case where it's not a psik resha, and there's a case where it is a psik resha. In everything. In most things. Sometimes it's definitely, that's what the Gemara says, a heavy chair versus a light chair. Different cases. But if it's not a psik resha, I mean, in the world, in reality, there are certain things that might happen, certain things that might not happen. So if it might not happen, then it depends on your kavana. If you want it to happen, it's awesome. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do the thing that you're not allowed to have kavana, but kavana to do something, even though it might not happen, because you want that thing to happen, and if it happens, it's going to be exactly your will. But if you don't, but if it's definitely going to happen, then we don't care what your kavana is. That's a psik resha. Okay, that's ain't a miskaven. That's why we say you're allowed to walk on grass, even though it might tear off the grass while you're walking. Right? It's the case of the Mechaber. You're allowed to walk on the grass. It might be tolesh the grass, and it might and it might not. And you're not miskaven for it. So it's davar shein miskaven, it's mutter. Right? Mm-hmm. But even in those cases where it's psik resha or not a psik resha, it still is that the maisa itself that you're doing is the same maisa as the malacha. In other words, the dragging of the chair could be viewed in two ways. Could be viewed as moving a chair. But if it's actually making a line, it's just using a funny tool to make a scratch in the ground. But it's the maisa itself of making a hole. Okay? But that's the inyan of psik resha, miskaven, ein miskaven, melacha shein tzrich lagufa. All of those are only questions because the maisa itself is also a malacha, or could be a malacha, right? Like malach shein tzrich lagufa. You're digging the hole and you want the dirt. Yeah, but the maisa is definitely digging the hole, right? That is the maisa. Now we have questions when you don't want the malacha, you want to do the maisa without the malacha. Those are all those types of questions. But grumma is a separate category. Grumma is a complete separate category. It's not that you're doing the maisa malacha at all. If you're doing something that will cause a maisa malacha. In other words, when I drag a chair, it's not that I'm doing dragging the chair which is going to cause I'm not doing one action that's going to cause another action. It's the same if I want the hole, it's like taking a shovel and raking. There's no difference. You just ignore the fact that it's a chair and you look at it like a tool. But grumma means that I'm doing one thing, and that's complete and it's finished, and that thing itself is not a malacha, but the malacha is going to come as a result of it. So for instance, like we were doing Bava Kama last year, right? So we said, digging a hole, and then having somebody fall in it, that really would be a grama. It's not like knocking somebody, it's not like hitting somebody. Why? Because I dug the hole, I'm done, the hole is there, and then later somebody falls into it. But my mice is complete when I dug the hole. I didn't hit him in the face, right? So that's a grama, that there's a, conceptually, you can break it up into two things. So here too, I put the water down, right? That's done, I'm over, I'm finished. And now, a spark comes out, right? That's the question. How come I'm saying when I wet down one side of the talus and then the fire comes to it, it's like a grama, it's a grama, because I did my thing and the fire did its thing. But I didn't do anything to the fire, right? It's like digging the hole and something fell into it. That's why there's an Ava Bor. Without Bor, without a separate din of Bor, it would be a grama bin zikin, right? But the question is, in that setup, they seem very similar. In both cases, I'm doing them, putting the mayim here, and the eish comes. How come if the eish comes through the air downward, it's asur, and if the eish comes through the burning through the material, it's mutter? That's the question. Yeah.
Possibility.
Yeah.
Maybe you could say that yesterday we made an initial chilek between just general cases.
Yeah, we forgot to start. We should have really started out with the thing from yesterday. The chilek of Ravashi and Rav Yehuda. I forgot about that. Okay, yeah. I'll try to come back to that.
But we said an initial chilek with the difference, like we were just reading through the Mishnah, the difference between actually putting something out, like sprinkling water on something,
right,
and just the very, very simple case, let's say an empty kli as a firewall, which will deny it fuel, and as a result, it'll eventually
right.
go out on its own
right.
accord, right? So there's a difference there in terms of types of extinguishing.
Right.
So I was thinking maybe you could extend like that a little bit further and explain the Rashba's shita here, because you could say that the fire has a certain makom where it is,
right,
and it's on fire there. It's burning whatever stuff is there. Now it's coming to a new place. Now it's true that in the case of the talus, as opposed to an empty kli, the way, the derech in which it's extinguishing it is different, because when the fire encounters the water, we would call it in terms of the derech of extinguishing more of an active thing, whereas the firewall is just going to prevent it from going further, and then
right.
it will run out of fuel. The thing is, since that place is not on fire, you don't call that extinguishing a fire, because there's no fire there.
Okay.
The point that it's going to, that's not a makom of eight. So
okay.
it just can't go further and it dies, even though the derech seems to harken back to what we call kivoy. As opposed to, let's say, the case where the spark is falling into the bowl, because the makom of that fire is the spark, and makom doesn't necessarily mean space. You can have a fire, you pick up a thing which is like a burning log and you throw it, so the makom is wherever the log is. So the spark is going, and now it wants to be existing where the water is, but it can't. So now the water is putting it out in its makom. That's putting out fire. So that's kibbutz. But where the case is by the talus, so it's not technically side versus down and up. It's that it's going to a new makom that it wasn't previously on fire. So even though the derech is like that, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I think I hear what you're saying. Yeah. What's that?
I don't understand.
Isn't it the same thing? I mean, what do you mean fire? Well, I don't get the talus. Like, why is it not on fire when it goes?
I mean, at the point when it meets the water, why is it different?
Because conceptually, there's a point where on one side of it, it is a place, it's a makom of fire. That place is on fire. The other place is just not on fire. Now, it's about to go to the next place.
How is the fire not on fire? Is it on fire?
No, the talus is not
the
on fire.
The talus is not on fire. Where the water is, it's not
right.
on fire, right?
And where the water is in the kli, the kli is not on fire. And so when the fire hits the water...
No, the spark is there's a physical thing there. There's something burning. There's like a little ember or
yeah.
whatever.
And
it's burning.
And the other side of the talus is burning.
No, it's not. The place where the water is not burning. Now the fire wants to go where the
in
water
words,
is.
In other words, let's clarify. Let's put it into the words of the Rashba a little bit. Notice when the Rashba says that there's no hefsik by the nair and the mai and the kli, right? That there's nothing mafsik, the nair, between the nair and the kli, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? So what are you saying that means? So what are you saying that means? You're saying that means that what? That it's not going to, like Ezra was saying, that it's not going to have to burn through anything new to get there, right? Meaning to say what? But conceptually, what does that mean? Conceptually, it means that the very same entity of Eish that is being extinguished when it lands into the water exists in the Nair already. In other words, the Nair is going to send out a spark, right? That spark from the Nair, when it goes down into the Mayim, is the exact same entity of Eish that's being extinguished. It's just a question of being extinguished here or being extinguished there. Right? That's what the Rashi means is nothing that's mafsik. Okay? In other words, when all is said and done, what did I really extinguish? I really extinguished an Eish that was from the Nair. A piece of the Eish that was in the Nair. The only thing is, I delayed acting on it initially, and I let it, and I acted on it when it separated from the candle, right? But by the beged, what are you saying? By the talis, what are you saying?
That place of the beged is not. That's a, if it were then to catch on fire, then it would be a new Eish. It's that part of it's not of a.
That it's a different. Correct. In other words, that the Eish that you're extinguishing by the beged, when it gets to the Mayim, is a different entity already. It's a different entity of Eish. In other words, possibility that the Rosh was saying like this, that what's the difference between Gram Kiboy and Kiboy? What's the difference between Gram Kiboy and Kiboy? Right? That's what it's boiling down to. What's the difference between the Gram Kiboy and the Kiboy? So he's saying that what? That if it's the same entity of Eish that you're Mechabe, if the Kiboy is going on the same entity of Eish, the fact that I delayed the Kiboy is not a Grama. Just the fact that I delayed the Kiboy does not make it a Grama. Time lag does not make Grama. Okay? So, if there's nothing mafsik, meaning to say that there's no new entity of Eish that's going to be involved, right? It's the same Eish that's being extinguished in the cup of water as it was when it emerged, right? From the air itself. That's exactly like taking the Mayim and pouring it on the Eish right when it's in the air. Because it's the same entity of Eish. It's just, I'm just setting it up that instead of putting it out up there, I wait for it to come down here. Right? But there's no new entity. Okay? But by the talis, the fire is caught onto this side of the talis. I'm putting water on the other side of the talis. How do I extinguish that fire? I never can. I never extinguish that fire. That fire consumes all of its material. It only gets put out because it's consuming new material, and then it encounters the Mayim.
It's a new Eish.
That's a new Eish. So what do I care if it's a new Eish? What do I care if it's a new Eish? Why does that make it a Grama?
It never came into existence yet to be extinguished.
Because a Grama means that, like we were saying before, that there's a new Maisa involved. That my Maisa is finished, and there's a new Maisa. What the Rashba is saying is, if there's a new entity of Eish, right, then that is a new Maisa of Kiboy. In other words, if my Maisa, if when I put the Mayim down, right, it's going to put out the same entity of Eish that was in the Nair, right, then it's just that my Maisa started over here, right, but it never, there's nothing new, and there's no new Maisa that comes from the, there's no new Maisa that comes. Instead of doing the Maisa to the Nair up top, I simply wait for it to come down, okay? But, so there's no, you can't say that it's just taking the Maisa of pouring the water on the Nair and extending it. Instead of that, I'm going to do it in reverse, and it's going to come out in a longer period of time. But But if I wet down one side of the talus, then the ash that I'm extinguishing isn't even here. So the maisa, it can't be viewed as the same maisa kibui just delayed. The whole maisa is on a new entity. So by definition, the maisa kibui has, by definition, there's a new maisa that it takes to do the kibui. It requires a new maisa. It's a new maisa kibui. It's only usher when it's the same maisa kibui but is delayed. But if there's a new source, if there's a new ash because it's burning a new part of the talus, that kibui I couldn't have done initially. That's a different kibui already. So now it's an intervening. There's an intervening maisa. It's a new entity and therefore a new maisa. You don't look at kibui in general. You don't say kibui in general. That's apparently the machlokas with the other side, with Ravashi and the way the riff is learned, reviewed in reverse Ravashi.
The riff. Just clarify. So, I don't know if this is possible. If theoretically you could soak the talus with mine right
up
until
the point
of spot. That would be the same thing as the nair.
That's a good question.
You'd be putting out sparks coming off of the original.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I'm saying.
That's a good question. What does it say? It says soak the other side. It says soak the other side. It's a good question. Mustavi, the same thing. And so to the mechitza of mayim, it would seem you'd have to have some space. I mean, right. He's making it clear you need some space.
Right.
That's what creates the grama.
That's what creates the grama. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good question, but
it's probably a good question. Yeah.
Let's say you soaked a talus before it was on fire.
Right.
Soaked half of it. Right. And then the other side catches on fire.
Right.
Could you even conceptually call that a grama?
Like, before it even caught on fire.
Yeah, you soaked it before it caught on fire.
No.
Right. So I don't understand. So here you're saying that there's like a new entity of fire. So why isn't it the same thing? Like, how you even call, I don't understand if it's a new thing.
You're saying by the nair, why isn't it?
By the talus.
So it's mutter. That's why I'm saying it's mutter.
But why is it even? But it's not even grown. Like, I don't understand if it's like a new thing, it's a new entity that didn't even exist when you wet the talus. And why is it even called grown?
Because saying that since this is one entity and part of it is caught on fire, then the whole thing is omed lisarif. The whole thing is considered the path of the fire.
So how's a new fire?
Oh, it's the path of the fire, but it's not the same fire. It's not the same entity that you're putting out. In other words, let me ask you a question about it. There has to be, in order to be in the running, there has to be an ash that I can say I'm acting on with the kibui. There has to be an ash that I can say I am extinguishing in order for there to be even a possibility of a maisa kibui. Even a grama of a kibui has to be at least an ash that I'm acting on.
By the talus, you're saying there's a change in the flame.
That's right.
But that change, is that change qualitative because it's a different flame than it was? Or is it quantitative because it's just bigger than
it was? It's a quantitative change. I mean, maybe we could try to come back to that.
Why can't it be a new age, though? Another quality?
I don't know.
It's burning new material. Like, what
a good question.
Fire is when it's burning.
I don't know. It's the existential question about fire. but let's take a look at the Ron. Okay? Yeah. So in other words, just so we can clarify this one more time.
Sorry, just one more question. With the case with the nair, right, and the sparks, is that, didn't we say that that's nolad with the...
Did we didn't talk about
nolad.
Did we say something about nolad? Did we?
I thought when we flew through the other Gemara, I thought you were saying that there was an issue of the mini Gemara beforehand. No, I guess not. All right, never mind.
Oh, question of muksa.
Right, muksa.
The Yimavatl the Klima Echano.
Right. So I guess it's not Nola then.
That's Sosa. Nola would be like
the sparks
like
are
the
not
opposite of Sosa. Nola
is I'm saying sparks are not concerned to come into existence on
Shabbos. Well, the whole fire is Muksa. It's not an issue.
No, I'm just thinking in terms of when we're saying that you're just putting the thing earlier.
I know. That's the question I was thinking of. That's the question I thought Nissan was going to ask me. That's what he's going to say. It's a new fire
that's
burning the whole time through. Even with the candle. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay. So 1 second. So the Rashba seems to be working it out like this. He's saying that since there's a new source of the fire that you're acting on, it's a new Maisa Kibbutz. Right? It can't be considered the same. It can't be considered like I'm doing kibbutz on the original thing in a delayed fashion, since there's a new source of the fire. Right? Whereas the Nair, it's the same source of the fire, and I'm just extinguishing it down here instead of up there. That's kibbutz. That's not grama. Grama has to be that there's a new Maisa kibbutz that didn't exist when I put the water down, okay?
New Maisa Kibbutz?
Yeah.
Yeah, new what?
A new Maisa Kibbutz, because this Maisa Kibbutz is not the Kibbutz that did not exist when I went down the talus.
Because the fire didn't exist.
You don't mean a new Maisa Kibbutz, you mean a new Maisa Srefa, no?
Well, same thing. Since it's a new Srefa, it can't be considered like my original Maisa was just the original kibbutz that I'm doing, that's happening now, just delayed. It's a whole different kibbutz. As in order to be a grama, in order to be not a grama, let's say, in order to be usser, it has to be in your mind, visually, maybe it's easy to see. It has to be like the same exact thing I'm doing that's happening, the same exact kibbutz that's happening now, ultimately, is the kibbutz that I could have done initially. I just delayed it, right? But you can't say that by the talus, because when it burns down to the water, and when that's not the kibbutz that I was doing. I could not have done that kibbutz initially. That
firework
didn't
even
exist,
right?
So it's a whole different entity emerged. So that's a grama.
Okay.
So in other words, in terms of the nature of the kibbutz that's occurring, he's saying if it doesn't exist when you're wetting it down, then it's a grama. Right? If that kibbutz doesn't exist when you're doing if that kibbutz can't exist when you're doing the mayim, when you're using the mayim, that's a grama. Okay, that's one way to go. Now the Ron seems to take it up from a different angle. Let's take the Ron. The Ron says what?
Nitatos.
Yes, right, the first one.
Yeah.
Mayor of Shabbos. Everybody's concerned about the minhag of pouring water into the can.
Hold on, which one are we?
Nitzotzos.
Yeah, right. All right, so
I'm just saying the last place is Yesh Lutzmor.
Oh, Me'er of Shabbos. Right, so it's Avloitin L'tokom Mayim Mipnei Shul Mechabeh. Me'er of Shabbos. Shalfa Pish Nosein HaMayim Me'er of Shabbos Aser Mipnei Shul Mekarev Kibui HaNitzotzos HaNofel Sham B'Shabbos.
Okay.
All right.
Not clear what
he means.
Go ahead.
V'lo Dami L'talas She'achas B'Haor. The Shari B'Per.
The Shirin
and
B'Per. He's going to fall in. He's not talking about lifting it up. Just the falling in. Like the second shot in the
Rashba. Right. In the Rashba. Haor, the Sharin and Vapera Kol Kisve. Lidina Lahamayim, Itad Echad, Vim Kaso Kavsa. The Hasam, Hainu Taima Lefisha Ein Hamayim Mechabin Esadlika, Elamonian Shalois Pashet Haor. Valhacha Tfei Migoram Havi.
So that's a hard shot.
So
that's a different shot. He's saying that over there, why is it Mutter? by the Talis? You're just preventing it from spreading further.
So what's the Gemara mean when it says in Kavsa?
But how are you preventing it from spreading further? I mean, it would seem by
extinguishing it.
But over here, it's more. He just says it's more. It's more than Gorim. So how is he answering the question over here? How is he resolving this problem? What do you say over here? And that Tosus also gives this answer. Tosus gives the same answer. I said that's why I'd rather do it through the Ron and the Rashba, because Tosus gets a little complicated. But he gives the same answer. He says, "V'lo damig l'tal shachas b'or mitzad echad she'ena el shlo tispashi d'or." That's all you're doing. You're just preventing it from spreading. And Mechitza Shomayim also is just preventing it from spreading. It would seem. Does he mention Mechitza Shomayim? Does the Ron mention Mechitza Shomayim?
No.
Yeah. So what do you say over here? And when you put the Mayim under the cleats, because you don't want your house to catch on fire. Isn't that also? I see Mechitza Shomayim is also referring to. Yeah. So what do you say? So maybe the Rana is saying like this. Maybe the Rana is saying like this. Trying to stay true to our principle of Brahma here. That he's saying wetting down the talus is different than putting a cup under the nair. Why? When you wet the talus, he says, what are you doing? You're preventing it from spreading. And when you put the mayim under the nair, what are you doing?
Putting it out.
Yeah. Why? What's the difference?
Well, one, the fire doesn't have to end, and the other one, the fire is
done. The one, you want to save the talus? There you're saying you want one of us to save the talus, and the other one, your kavana is really actually to put out the flame. You don't want to.
Not a kavana question. Don't get back to kavana.
You're cutting off, like, its fuel source.
Okay.
Like, the way the fire is existing is because it's burning up something. So when you wet the other side, it can't burn up the.
Okay.
Okay. You're not actually, you're not trying to put the fire out, you're just trying to remove it.
I mean, the nitosos can't burn up the water either.
But is it a question like of kavana? I mean, that's what you're saying, is it, right?
Why is it a question of kavana?
Because you're saying you're just trying to save your talus.
I'm not saying you're just trying to save your talus.
Yeah, what are you saying?
More along the lines of
just
like
saying
when...
I'm just saying the fire needs something to burn.
Right.
I'm saying you're just getting rid of the thing that you're removing its fuel.
Okay.
By wetting. So if you wet it, it can't burn it up.
Okay. But that's going to extinguish the fire. That's going to also, Mamela, extinguish the fire.
Yeah.
So why is that mutter?
It doesn't extinguish it so much as it just prevents it from burning the.
Why is it not your problem?
Because
it's
not your maisa. Because that wasn't your maisa.
Okay. And what is the maisa when you put the water under the candle?
To extinguish the fire.
But not too. That's your purpose. And there's. I think you're right. I think what Nissan is saying. In order to be a grama, again, we'll go back to what we're trying to say here. In order to be a grama, you have to be able to break up the maisa that you're doing from the maisa of kibbud. Okay? But how is the Ron accomplishing that? He's saying, if what you do has another tachlis, has another purpose, and in another framework, you can view it as complete, then my maisa is complete, and the kibbud is after my maisa. Okay, you know what I'm saying? No, it's saying like this. What's the problem with putting the mayim under the nair? The problem is, there's no other tachlis in that. What are you doing? Where's your maisa completed? When is your maisa finished? When is what you're doing done? Only when the nair, when the flame falls into it. There's no other way to characterize that. Myself putting down the coast other than to catch the nitzotzos. Okay? So the fact that it happens in a space of time doesn't matter. On Shabbos we still view it like you're biadayim catching the nitzotzos. We don't consider the delay of time. Okay? But he's saying by the beged, there is an idea of fireproofing a beged. That is an idea. That's a concept. That's an activity. That in its own right is a thing. So what makes the grama that I can say that my maisa terminated with changing the condition of the beged? I did something. I used the mayim in a way that has its own complete... I can describe the maisa from beginning to end without kibbud involvement. I can complete conceptually the maisa without the idea of kibbud. And then the kibbud comes... from the result of my maisa. No, it would be like digging the hole and then someone falls into it. You have to be able, in order to say grama, you have to be able to say that I did something complete. It's not a grama because the completion is going to come in 5 minutes. That's not what makes it a grama. That's just a time space. Grama has to be that I did maisa A and maisa B is kibbud. But maisa A is complete. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not that I did half of a maisa. Grama is not I did half of the thing and I'm waiting for the fruits of my labor. I set it all up, I set the trap, and now I'm waiting for the thing to get caught. That's not a grama. That's my maisa is never finished until the thing gets trapped. My maisa has no tachlis. My maisa has no definition, has no finality. There's no closure to my maisa until the result of my until the purpose of my maisa is complete. So we don't call that a grama. That's not called a grama on Shabbos.
So is that why you can't consider putting the water underneath, saving or preventing your house from burning down?
Because
that's
right.
Because the top of this doesn't actualize itself.
Exactly.
In,
you have to be able to you have to be able to say, I'm conditioning this. Right. I'm changing its condition.
Right.
That itself is a maisa.
So therefore, if it were a tablecloth under the candle, you could wet the tablecloth and not put it.
That's correct. That's correct. Mustafa, you're right. Mustafa, you're right. So that'd be a chiddush. But but
the kaolin. Why is that considered grama? Why is it even there?
Oh, so the kalim he's gonna have to learn because they're not there. They have to break first.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's definitely, you know, so even if the kalim you're allowed to put kalim there, they're gonna crack and release the water. But that's like Rashi, because the entity of kiboy is not even here. You're not even doing a potential mice of kiboy. The fire is not even has no access to the mayim yet. But so it would seem that those are the two approaches of the Rashba and the Ran to break up the Maisa. Either you're gonna break up the Maisa like the Rashba by saying that it's a different Maisa than the original Maisa. The Ran apparently didn't like that. He said the fire is the same fire. It doesn't matter here or there. You have to make it that your Maisa is complete in another way.
Mm-hmm.
The Ran apparently didn't agree with that chiluk. To say that it's a different kiboy because the fire moved from here to there. It's the same fire, it's just a different fuel source. But that's apparently the question. The Ramba and the Rashba and the Ran. what makes the different maisa kiboy? Is it that your maisa is complete? It's not a maisa, it's a different, it has its own surah, its own definition. And then the kiboy is a secondary thing that comes from the result of what you did. The result of what I produced did a kiboy, but that's not my maisa kiboy, right? Mm-hmm. Or the Rashba that it's a different kiboy because it's a different ash, right?
Yeah.
So la maisa, what's the halacha? So la maisa, what's the halacha? Yeah, and then you have the machlokes of Yehuda and Ravashi, right? According
right.
to the Rabbeinu,
whether you can be
machalik between these two cases at all.
Right.
Whether you can be machalik between these two cases at all. Too much. Whether you can be machalik between these cases at all.
It's funny. Isn't that a funny kind of machlokes?
Not that machlokes. No. I don't mean that machlokes. I mean the machlokes. Oh, yeah. You mean the machlokes of Rashi and Rav Yehuda.
Right.
Rashi says that this is not gram kiboy, and Rav Yehuda says this is gram kiboy. Right? Even the shita and the rishon, even putting the kli under the nair is considered a gram kiboy.
No sparks? No water?
With the water to catch the sparks. That's also a gram.
Right, that would be Rav Yehuda.
That would be Rav Yehuda according to the Rif.
Right. No, I thought you said that's really makar kiboy.
That's like, Ravashi says that.
No, but I thought
yes. Ravashi says it's makar kiboy.
According to Rav Yehuda, there's no.
But according to Rav Yehuda learned like the Havamina of the Gemara.
I know.
Take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba is against that whole pshat. He says that they're inventing a new category of Makar Kiboy. He doesn't like that. That's the Rashba criticizes that whole approach. In Kuf Kaf. No, he criticizes the approach of saying that there's a steer in the sugyas over there. Because you have to rely on creating a new category. The Gemara is creating a new category over there. I think it was the Rashba. But anyway, so it would seem that what? That according to how does Rabbi Yehuda hold these are all ground kiboys? How does he hold these are all ground kiboy? How do you say this is a ground kiboy too? Putting the nair, putting the mayim under the nair. How do you call that a ground kiboy? Tough. That's tough. To call that a ground kiboy.
The only case you would ever have is if you actually poured it on.
That's right. Or lifted it up to catch it.
Oh, he would agree that would be.
I assume so. I mean, that's a maisa. I mean, that's really you're really right. Just catching it. Right. Maisa. Right. See, there's a famous case, right? I mentioned it yesterday. Famous case in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says that if you take wheat with the chaff, right, and you throw it up in the wind, and it blows and hurts somebody, right? So you're potter in Ezekiel and you're chayiv in Shabbos.
That's right.
Right, you're potter in Ezekiel and you're chayiv in Shabbos. Why? Because when there's Ezekiel, it's grama. In terms of Ezekiel, it's considered a grama. But in terms of Shabbos, that's Meleches Machshavas. That's Zora. That's a Borer. It's a form of Borer. You're just throwing it up in the air, and the wind is doing the work. But on Shabbos, Meleches Machshavas comes in and says Yechayev. So you see that Grama is a little different on Shabbos than it is elsewhere. Grama is always a little different on Shabbos than it is elsewhere. So what's the difference?
That's the nature of the Malacha.
That's the nature of the Malacha. That's the nature of the Malacha.
It can't be because it's the nature of it.
Well, no, the Grama is the fact that the wind hit it.
The Grama is in the Zikin. Because it's not the
right.
normal way in which
you... But you see that in Shabbos, you don't have to relegate the product directly to your Maisa. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gemara is telling you. It doesn't have to be the direct result of your Maisa. As long as the wind is existing, the wind is an entity, and I am utilizing it with my Maisa, then that's part of my Maisa. The wind, I can take the wind and make that force part of my Maisa, with my Machshava. But in the Zikin, it has to be me. I just went like this, and it's complicated what type of wind it is. But
I mean, in that particular case, though, because that's the Malach of Zora, but that doesn't
so
mean that in Shabbos
I would say that's
can't.
So Ravashi, you know, so Ravashi is saying that what? Ravashi is saying, what's the difference over here? I know the fire is coming. In both cases, I know the fire is burning up the Beged, and it's marching forward, and I know the sparks are going to come falling down. So I'm just utilizing the koach of the fire to accomplish my kiboy. That's Meleches Machshavas. That's Ravashi's argument. It's a good argument. I'm just speculating here. The Gemara doesn't really, the Rif doesn't really explain the machlokes of Ravashi and Rav. But how do you answer that question? How do you answer the basic question? Why is that different than Zora? Why is it different than Zora?
Well, it's different in the case of winnowing. That is the nature of the problem.
That's
how you do it.
That's
this
true.
Is not how you extinguish fires as a rule.
That's true. Not if you can put them out earlier. You don't do that. That's true. But you could also say that by the Zora, the wind is blowing, right? And my Maisa is directly engaging it. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing it up into the wind. My Maisa is sort of like
harnessing
it, correct. But by the kiboy, it's not that the fire coming is helping me do the kiboy. I'm not using it in the very idea of kiboy. Like you said, I could do the kiboy just by pouring it on. Right? My pouring the water is not taking the fire's koach. It's just waiting for the fire to advance. It's a little different. You see the difference? It's a little different. Now it's by the wind is blowing, and I'm engaging it. I'm directly engaging it. I'm putting entities into the entity of the wind. And the wind is then carrying. It's like I'm handing it to the wind, and the wind is taking it away. Right? In a what do they call it? But you don't say that by the fire. It's not like the koach of the fire is joining with me to accomplish the kiboy. Right? I don't need the motion of the fire to do kiboy. It's not like the winnowing where me and the wind together are doing something. Right? It's just I know that nature is such that the fire will come. And I can do the kiboy here instead of doing the kiboy there. But I'm not joining with that force. That force is not adding anything to my kiboy. It's just delaying my kiboy. Mm. Whereas the wind, that's the whole process of the winnowing. And then it's different.
Yeah, you're not taking
it's different. You're not taking, right. You're not, it's not like kibui is motion of fire plus water. That's not kibui. Winnowing is the motion of wind plus throwing it into it. That produces a new process. That's a whole new process to take the wind and utilize it. That's a whole new process. But it's not a whole new kibui because I'm waiting for the fire to come versus putting the water on the fire, right? But Rav Ashi apparently held that as long as you know, it doesn't matter by the winnowing that it's a whole new process. The fact that I know it's coming makes it an entity in my Misa. That's it. Just the fact that I know it's coming makes it an entity in my Misa. Whereas Rav Yehuda holds, it's different. You have to be using it in a new Misa. Right? Otherwise, it's like otherwise it's just a grammar. Otherwise, it's just a grammar. Okay, think about it.
So Lamaisa.
A heavy day. Yeah. Oh, so Lamaisa,
the kingdom with filled with
Lamaisa,
water.
If you have on fire, immediately get new kalim that haven't been, new pottery kalim that have not been burned yet in the fire, and fill them up with water. You can't do that, pour juice around the object that's on fire.
It doesn't have to be specifically new. Like, just anything.
Or call out to a guy. Call him a chavei in a mafsid.
Yeah.
The shot is going.
All right, sure.